This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Larry is calling from East Islip. What's up, Larry?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I am sorry, but I got to weigh in for a quick second. I have never watched a college basketball game in my life. Never. I'm 58 years old. Because of you, Brandon. Only because of you. And Sal jumping on the bandwagon, too. I watched the game. So for any people who are calling up screaming about getting a drink, this team, for what I understand, hasn't done nothing for 25 years. Right. I've been dancing in the street. We won a game in the big dance.
Secondly, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Finish up.
You guys jump.
Go ahead.
Personally, watching the game.
Uh-huh.
At the end, the game got a little, there was too much pressure for these kids. They weren't used to it. You've seen them forcing. And that kid, he went on his own. He said, you know what, he tried to grab the bull by the horns, which you can't do in a team game, but I just think it got too big for them. But for people to call up, do you see what's going around the world today? This is the Yankees who are in the playoff series. These guys haven't sniffed anything in 25 years.
Yeah.
The hell is going on with this people?
That's all good.
But anyway, guys. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
I watched my first college game in my life.
There you go.
Well, BT, inspirational, obviously, getting everybody around here in on the Johnnies. A rough end to their season, no doubt about it. But there's always next year, BT, an all too familiar saying around here in New York sports.
Yeah, I mean, I believe them. How do you not watch a college game your whole life? I'm not even saying St. John's. You don't put on the tournament. You don't see Duke. You don't see North Carolina. It's amazing to me.
Wow. I mean, I guess if you just don't care about it. I mean, I didn't really think about that. Yeah, even as a bystander of,
sure,
if you're a sports fan and there's big stuff going on, even if you're not into it, maybe by accident you stumble across the Mario Chalmers championship game for Kansas years ago, whatever.
Good call.
Yeah, there have been some good ones. So even me not being a diehard you never filled out a bracket before?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not a big soccer guy at all, but I mean World Cup. I mean I've dialed into certain things. I watch Caitlin Clark. I don't watch a lot of women's basketball. I watch a little. Like, that's just stunning to me. But I believe him, and I'm happy he jumped in. Listen, if you're a diehard, you've loved the season, and it hurts at the end. If you're a fringe fan, look at it this way: and you jumped in. St. John's gave you a bridge to the start for the Yanks and Mets.
Yeah, we could take that every year. BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Jerry is in Verona, New Jersey, talking about the Giants. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, what's going on? I'm a first-time caller. I wanted to say with the Giants, I was really kind of excited that we might get Stafford. And then I thought we were transitioning to get Cam Ward. And I'm just thinking, maybe John Mayer is over there telling them they're not allowed to trade next year's first round pick because Archie Manning's coming out.
I mean, I'll tell you, if his name was Archie Jones, I'm not saying the kid's not good. Thanks for the call. My God. I mean, do you think we're putting a little too much stock in blind faith? I mean, he didn't even play.
Also, there's no way I'm buying that. That you're telling me ownership, I mean, talk about dysfunction. If you think ownership would tell them they can't trade next year's first round pick because of that, then what are we doing here? Then Mara should just fire everybody and take over the total range, GM and head coach. Like, come on, there's no way. I know Mara has gotten involved specifically with Daniel Jones, which has been the biggest problem over the last, you know, 3-4 years, whatever you want to say. But there's no way, BT, that he would be saying, no, you can't. I forbid you to trade the first round pick next year. I wouldn't advise it either, but there's no way that that's an edict from Mara specifically to go after one player.
No, I agree with you. And listen, I think the best run teams, the teams with cohesion and consistency, are the ones that do plan ahead, you know, for not just for a year, but sometimes as far out as two, whether it's free agency, whether it's a draft. But I don't think that these guys have the luxury of doing that. I mean, because, yeah, they very well might make a trade with the eye on the 2026 draft. There's no guarantee they're making the pick.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Mark is in Oceanside talking about his Mets. What's up, Mark?
Oh, I'm so excited for baseball. I can't tell you. I believe in David Stearns. However, I think he made one big mistake. He went with numbers in bringing in Paul Blackburn, Griffin Canning, and Frankie Montas instead of with quality. These three pitchers have a history of getting hit hard their whole lives. I think it was a big mistake. I would have personally gone for Walker Buehler, who has an upside, and maybe have brought back Quintana.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark, and thank you for the call. And BT, we've had this conversation. I like upside. I love that Mark touched on that word. I brought it up before when we were talking about both the Mets and Yankees rotation. It's why I think the Yankees rotation right now is significantly better than the Mets, just going into the year. Doesn't mean it's going to play out that way the rest of the year, but the upside that the Yankees have with Fried and even Rodon, and honestly, even Stroman. Like, Stroman, even worst case Stroman, is still better than Tyler McGill or Griffin Canning. And the Mets just don't have that upside that the Yankees do at the top of the rotation. Their upside more so comes from, yes, Senga a little bit. And yeah, I like Peterson. And Clay Holmes has some upside, sure. But Manaea has got to be the guy, or maybe Sproat. They have the upside to be aces, which is why I did like, to Mark's point, Walker Buehler. He would have been a guy that I would have certainly taken a flyer on for a couple years, because the upside for Buehler is dominant, nasty ace, and you put him in game one or game two of the postseason, you take your chances. Now, I know that there's health issues there, but I love the upside of Walker Buehler.
You were saying it for a while. I remember it well. I mean, listen, the thing that I think sometimes Met fans lose sight of, guys, this is an organizational overhaul. Stearns is here for a reason. Mendoza's here for a reason, okay? And yep, I mean, they've got a heck of an offense here, but the way they're going to build themselves out is of course, to try to, you know, buy low on some interesting pitchers and try to coach them up a little bit. They're very good at that, but I think whenever the Mets hit their full stride as an organization, which I think is probably a year or two from now, they're going to have young, flame-throwing studs who are going to come up and take the reins, much like they did with Doc and Darling and El Cid and all those young guns from back in the day. That's the plan. I don't know right. how anybody doesn't see this. So to go out there and, you know, hit your wagon to like multiple guys for long, you know, who might not make the ultimate difference, to me, it's stupid. I understand what the Mets are doing. I got no problem what the Mets are doing.
Right. The problem is that in the short term, you're exactly right. I mean, that's going to be the plan. They've now got the money invested in the offense, which is the right way to do things. Now they just have to draft and develop the young arms. And in the meantime, they're trying to piece it together here by going out there and getting some arms who they see some upside in, thinking that you get them in their pitching lab, they can make the most out of them. And so far, they're one for one. They did that last year, and they did it very, very well. Can they do it again this year? Already off to a slow start with Montas being out. But I trust David Stearns. I just look at that rotation and think, man, you know, really Tyler McGill is the one that gets me. I mean, Griffin Canning, again, he's a guy who got beat up a year ago. His ERA was, what, over 5?
Yes.
But maybe the Mets see him, and similar to what Cashman and the Yankees have done in recent years, or not even just recent years, you know, since Cashman's been here, finding arms out of nowhere, out of the bullpen, and turning him into great arms in the bullpen. Maybe the Mets could do that with these starters, turning him into more than serviceable starters. But when you see that rotation on paper or on social media laid out like that, going into a season, it would have been even better if Senga was one, Peterson two, Holmes three. I could have lived with that.
Uh-huh.
But the idea that it's Holmes, McGill, Canning before you even get to Peterson and Senga, eh.
Yeah, oh, I get it, but that's just window dressing. You know that, man. I mean, listen, I like prospects to an extent. I'd be lying if I said, you know, I'm full. I don't mean Jett Williams and Brandon Sproat and those guys. I'm not talking about those players or Acuna. But, you know, I am looking at the Mets prospect list now, their top 30 prospects. All right, Sproat's one. He's a pitcher. Their fifth one, McClain, is a pitcher. Their sixth one is a pitcher. Both of those guys were double A. Sproat's triple A, whatever it is. So three of their top six prospects right now are either double A and above and pitchers. And that's the plan.
Yeah, and now we just have to see it come to fruition, whenever that may be. I do think this year Sproat is going to be the difference maker in the rotation because he's got that upside. Similar to what we saw with Christian Scott a year ago, although he looked a little raw, but still his upside is high end. He could have been an impact starter for them a year ago where they didn't have one until Manaea turned his season around with the, you know, changing the arm angle and all that stuff you mentioned before. Sproat, to me, could emerge as a legit number one or number two for this team. Pete is in Monroe, Connecticut. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Sal, BT?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, so I just saw a report that Adam Ottavino and the Red Sox have agreed to part ways, so he's looking for a new team.
Okay.
Yeah, they call the Ducks.
I mean, and who do you want to get him?
Listen, it's an arm. The Mets, the Yanks, I mean...
He wasn't good. The problem right is, now, Pete, oh, sorry, Pete, to cut you off there. I wasn't sure you had much in the tank. Problem is, Adam Ottavino's not any good anymore. I mean, the Mets could have had him back. They didn't want him. Where was he with Boston? They didn't want him. That's who he was with. They just let him go. I like Ottavino. Personally, a very good guy. I've worked with him a couple of times. And when he was at his peak, he was a good reliever. I would not, if I'm the Mets or the Yankees, I'm not going back down that road.
Wouldn't have any interest. Zero.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Joe in Rockville Center. What's up, Joe?
Hey guys, you know, so about the Mets rotation, I think we're putting a little too much pressure on who the, you know, the ace through number four or five. I mean, these days, how many starts do pitchers actually make? You know, there's not like these 35 start horses anymore. And Senga, we know, is a ton of injuries. So I have no problem with the way that they're starting out. And I say, BT or when you just mentioned Christian Scott. I mean, did he show anything last year? But before he went down with an injury,
I wasn't overly impressed.
Yeah,
myself. But he's young. I didn't see incredible size. He's okay.
Yeah, I liked Christian Scott at his best. He looked like a guy with potential to me to be a higher end guy in the rotation. Certainly better than some of the stuff that they had out there last year, who I just never trusted to be big time. And thank you for the call, Joe. Big-time difference makers. So at least the potential of Scott, who at times looked really good. I just go back and look at the game log, and obviously he got hurt, so he's out of the picture now. But when you look at some of Sproat in particular, you look at him, he's got the potential to be a difference maker. Will that pan out? Who the hell knows? I don't know. We got to see him in the big leagues. But at least I like the guy, BT, because he's got some upside that the other... Like Griffin Canning will never be a number one. Tyler McGill's never going to be a number one. Yeah, okay, so you're hoping that these guys could just get some outs at the big league level for 5 or 6
100%.
Innings.
100%. That's the hope right now.
But Sproat, you would say he could project as a higher-end guy. John is in Brick Township. What's up, John?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up,
man? I've got a quick point on the Mets rotation. Who cares? It's just the beginning of the season. Like, doesn't really make a difference the order. I can guarantee you by the playoffs. It's going to be a whole different thing anyways. Like, who cares about the beginning? It doesn't make a difference to anyone. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you could feel like that. Well, I care about it because I'm a sports fan. And I want to get excited about the season. And I still value opening day, and I still like the rotation. You're right. Does it matter? We've said that before. No, it really doesn't matter. Okay, so fine. Why don't we do this? Let's just talk football or St. John's until... When does the baseball season matter, BT? Watch, we pick it up around June or July, maybe?
Hey, man, I can't wait for this week. Yeah. I'm good.
But that's the point. Like, oh, it doesn't matter, so don't get worked up about the rotation. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, maybe it doesn't, but here's when it'll matter. when you start to see the Braves pounding the snot out of Tyler McGill and Griffin Canning, and the Mets offense can't keep up, then maybe you'll call back and say, you know what, guys, you were right. I mean, Sal, you were right. The rotation doesn't look that good in reality, on paper, whatever you want to say. Is it the end of the world? No, in March, but that is... For a team that has World Series aspirations, that's not a good rotation going
on. No, I agree with you. It's not. I'm not gonna, listen, I think that sports has just changed tremendously across the board. I mean, we weren't talking about maintenance days when we were kids. Yeah. We weren't talking about the first month of the NFL season basically being a glorified extension of preseason games. We certainly didn't look at Major League pitchers on opening day as anything but a symbolic sense of who your ace is. Like, so much has changed. We didn't know about the portal system. I mean, things change.
Yeah. It's sad to me, though, that the sport that the regular season used to mean the most has now had it minimized to a certain extent. Whether you want to get worked up about the rotation on March is one thing, but we all know that it's about the postseason as well. With the addition of, you know, the change of the format, the addition of a team, it's really about the postseason. But we got 162 games to go in the regular season, BT. It's going to be, you better know it, that we're going to get worked up about things that maybe don't really matter overall, but fire us up as sports fans.
That's what we do. You and I care, and I know a lot of people care. I cannot wait for this baseball season.
All right, BT, we'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it again at 10 a.m. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody listening and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy your Monday.